The guru enters into these intimacies, these paradoxical dramas, with a few so that they can be the instrument, rather than he himself becoming some cultic, ascetic person, without movement, without drama, without participation, so that he never extends it truly beyond himself. He engages in that theater in order to create devotees, because they are his agency. They are the psychophysical form through which he manifests himself, not his own psychophysical form, merely. He seeks to duplicate the condition of his own psychophysical form in devotees, but it is possible only in the event that they become devotees, not merely in the event that they come to him and accept a discipline and have some experiences and begin to feel the life force moving in them. Only by falling apart, enjoying the destruction, the dissolution of Narcissus, of their own egoic event, through this love relationship, this intense connection, only in that case is the real process activated in them, and then it becomes available to others.